This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Hey guys, great to be back here today live, and today we're going to be talking about riots and rockets. What a time in American history and in this world, and a lot of us are dealing with a lot of stuff that we're dealing with, right? We're dealing with a lot of emotional turmoil, we're dealing with stress and anxiety, we're trying to figure out exactly how to put all this information together, how to dissect this, how to understand it, and better yet, how to process it so that we can actually make it through. Will we go to despair or will we actually function and move to determination? Very interesting stuff here. And we have the ability to go one way or the other. We have the ability of going into this whole detrimental type despair situation where we're overwhelmed, we don't know what to do, and we become in a state of inactivity. What I found, though, is that when we do get in despair, that negativity takes over. We get overwhelmed. We get stressed out. We don't know what to do about it. What do we do about it? How do we process this information, and how do we take our energy and reconstitute that into something that we need in a positive way? I find that right now we're dealing with all kinds of new things in history. We've just come out of this COVID-19, and we're still dealing with it. Many people are still not able to go to work. Many people have lost their jobs. Many people cannot go to gyms. They cannot go do things within our society. I mean, we're here based in Texas, and we're dealing with a lot of different things here. But, you know, the same semblance is that the fact is that our way of life has been changed, augmented. And how do we deal with that whole augmentation? You know, I find it interesting, all the situations that we're dealing with, all the stress and anxiety that many people are going through. You know, where do we determine what we're going to do next? What is our next strategy? And how do we take that and actually augment that energy into something that's powerful, pleasant, and perfect for what we need to do next in our strategy and our personal strategy? In the news lately, we've seen these riots, even last night, through the night, even early this morning. They went around in the entire United States, got very damaging, very violent. And many of us are overwhelmed by that. I know that many people think, you know, hey, I don't have a racist bone in my body. It's not, I'm not advocating. I'm not adding to the problem. I think I'm part of the solution. But how do I take my energy, my solution energy, how do I take my perspective and allow myself to live and thrive in a positive manner during all this chaos? In just a little while, in just an hour, at 2:22 Central Standard Time, 3:22 Eastern Standard Time, we know that we're going to have the launching of a rocket out of Cape Canaveral. And so stay on live on the show, because right after this, John David Wells will be doing a special on the launch itself. And I'll talk about that later on here in the hour. But, you know, the interesting part about all this is that we have so much stuff taking place. We have so much history happening right here. How do we process everything that's going on? You know, one of the things that I advocate right now that we need to really focus on is our time and energy. You know, our time and energy are extremely important more than ever. And I think that many of us have learned a great deal. Many of us have learned a great deal in understanding our situation. Many of us have overcome a lot of setbacks. Many people have seen a totally different life. Many of us have been, quarantined in our home. We've been dealing with this, working from home, using all kinds of technology to have the meetings from home. Many of us are tired of being at home. Some of us have lost their job and are trying to find another job. Some of us, like myself, have been working the same amount, doing the same thing day after day, and nothing's really changed except for the impact of the personal impact. You know, I've realized that we as human beings are emotional beings. We as human beings like to be around other human beings. It's just part of the fact of being a human, right? We like to have interaction. We like to have touch. We like to get hugs. We like to have all that stuff. And it makes us feel good. And when you separate people for a period of time, there's going to be folks with a lot of energy, feeling very cooped up, a lot of stress, a lot of anxiety. And I think that's what's also leading into these riots, making them even worse, is because a lot of people haven't been out and they don't have anywhere to take this energy and funnel it, because we've shut down all the gyms. People weren't able to be working out, and they had to take it upon themselves to be creative to get that energy out. And I find that right now we're seeing kind of the brunt of that. And I think we haven't seen the maximum capability yet. I think we still have a lot of things to go through, unfortunately. But I think right now we have to look at what can we do to siphon this positive energy that we do have, to siphon out that negative energy, and how do we get rid of that energy first? How do we get rid of the energy that doesn't provide happiness or joy for us? And I don't really like the word happiness because I think it's so homogenized. I really think that that word has been, well, dismantled. You know, it's almost like hearing when people talk about love, but they don't really have the actions behind it, or they talk about happiness like it's this grandiose thing. So I'd really like to talk about joy more or less when I talk about happiness, because I think joy can be understood more by folks in our society, and it can be understood more to your consciousness of what joy means. Because I think joy is a very specific thing. When I feel joy, I feel like a resounding peace, right? I feel comfortable in my own skin. I feel good about what I'm creating or what I'm involved in, and I feel balance. And I think that that's what we really need to get back right now, is some balance in our life, and really try to figure out how to focus to get that balance. You know, how do we refocus our energy? How do we refocus our time to really focus on what matters? And, you know, one of the things that I've realized is that, you know, when we overarch on the fact of really watching too much news or taking in too much press, we have a tendency of missing the boat when it comes to our energy and what really matters most. And it's a very interesting situation to be in, right? When we allow something else to either determine the way we feel, or we allow something else to make us feel a certain way from the outside perspective, I think that many of us right now have to get within ourselves to understand, what is our gut saying to us? How do we feel within our gut about the situations at hand? How do we feel in our gut about the way we handle our own life? And I think right now it's the best time than ever to do an inventory of what matters to us, who we are, and how to really take that energy and propel us forward. I know that many of us listening right now on the show, if you're listening locally or you're listening around the United States, you know that I think the majority of folks really care about one another. We care about each other. We realize that there is no division between black, white, Latino, Asian. There is no division. We're all the same. We're all human, right? And it's like when we know that and we're part of the solution, we need to push that solution forward. We need to push that solution so that other people see it. I feel that many of us are feeling small. We're feeling scared because we're watching a lot of media that's creating that fear factor. And that fear factor is what's leading to a lot of these riots. It's what's leading to a lot of this chaos and a lot of this despair. If I feel like the world is bad and everything around me is falling apart, I'm probably not going to feel very good about my life. I'm probably not going to feel very good about the future of the planet. I'm probably not going to feel very good about the stuff that I want to plan and the things that I want to do. I might not feel like that's actually going to come to fruition. I might worry that that even has any ability to come to fruition. And the reason why I wanted to talk about riots and rockets today is it's such extreme. We're rioting on certain things, and I understand the perspective. I'm against racism completely. I do not agree with racism at all. I never have. Even when I was a child, I never understood it. I was not raised in a family with any racist dynamic. My family told me that everybody was equal. And I remember at one point in time, you know, most of my friends were from either a different country, a different place, spoke different languages, had different creeds. And it's interesting because I've always proud myself of that situation in my life. And I think many of you listening to the show are the same way. You don't see people's color. You don't see people's religion. You see people's hearts. You see people's souls. And that's what really matters here. And so if you're in that bracket and that's how you feel, put it out there. Put it on your social media. Put it up on anything that you want to put it up there. You know, bring people together instead of separating them. You know, on the other side, we have this amazing launch today that's historic. It's unprecedented. And it's unprecedented for us, you know. And it's interesting how we have these historic moments on either extreme happening all at one time. You know, history repeats itself. Obviously, you know, with the COVID situation, this was a new piece of history. I wonder if it will repeat itself in the future. We'll find that out probably sooner than later. Later on in the hour, don't miss Dan Nelson. Dan Nelson is our resident historian and genealogist, and he brings history to light here on Live Your True Life Perspectives. You know, it's interesting because history does repeat itself. Now, have we been quarantined before in this country? No. But But we are on curfew, and we've been on curfew before. It's very interesting. I feel like we're like all a bunch of five-year-old kids here being told what to do by our parents. However, it's interesting because this is unprecedented. You know, later on in the hour, he's going to be talking about the Civil War and a historical and a heroic story. Because I think now we need to really connect with our own hero, our internal hero. It's not about looking for an outside hero. It's not about looking for Spider-Man or any of those characters. It's about finding that hero within. And I find that a lot of times we can't find the hero within because, well, we put ourselves down too much. We're too tough on ourselves. We don't see our value. We discredit ourselves. We feel that other people are better than we are. And, you know, that's the thing that I want to really talk about later on in the show is about really elevating the way that you feel about yourself, seeing the value that you bring to the table, understanding that your words matter, using them with due diligence and honesty. You know, one of the things that I've found is that many of us don't realize the value of our words. We don't understand the value of when we open our mouth, what happens when we open our mouth, what happens. We don't know that. And that's one of the things that I've realized, that less words is powerful. You got to think about how to say something in a powerful way. You got to think about how to be in a powerful way and how to react and respond. And one of the things that I found lately is that most of us are reacting. And when we react, it's out of a place of non-power. Okay, when I respond to somebody, it's very different than reacting, right? When we react, we do things that we usually regret. When we react, we usually do things that take us off target. We might yell, we might scream, we might find ourselves in a bad situation. But when we respond with thought and diligence, we make sound judgments. You know, I find that a lot of us are staying quiet because we're scared of speaking up. We're scared of being censored. You know, I look at Facebook occasionally and Twitter, and I see people telling me that they're in Facebook jail or Twitter jail or what have you. And I understand the fear of that. But at some point in time, you have to be honest about your feelings. You have to put out your feelings and thoughts out there because there are other people that are looking toward you. They're looking for you to shine the light. You know, I know that a lot of us, we feel that way. We're united in that way. But one thing that I haven't seen is the united group. I haven't seen the silent majority very often. Where are you? You know, I feel like a lot of us have been overlooked. I was in a conversation in the car on the way here to the studio. And it does seem like there's a large group of people in our society that get overlooked. And they're the ones that are doing the right thing. They're the ones that step up to the plate every day, go to work, even if they don't want to go to work. They're the ones that care about their kids and go the extra mile. But at the same time, it seems that funding doesn't go their way. The finances, as far as the government handouts, don't go their way. And most of the time, they're overlooked on many things. And it can make people very, well, unhappy. When are they going to see the goods that I bring? When are they going to see my contribution? And I think that many of us are there, too. We contribute on a daily basis, but there is no attaboy. There is no pat on the back. And so I feel like the more that we unite together and be able to see that many of us are in that same boat, we're not alone. It feels like it, though, but we're not alone. And so I know that there's a lot going on that's unprecedented, a lot of historical things going on, and some things that we've seen before, Rodney King and what have you, this has happened before. But where do you stand right now, and are you willing to be honest to help others see the path of understanding, dedication, and unity? It's time for us to unite. It's time for the silent majority to unite and start helping the cause and being loud, because apparently the squeaky wheel gets the grease, right? So stay tuned. I'm going to be talking about this. More knowledge, more power coming. So stay on this channel, because Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. Will you not be back this time? Two shakes. Are you an artist?
Hi, my name is Reginald Harvey, and I'm a wellness champion. Self-determinance is my preferred way of living whenever possible. But life just throws challenges in our path that don't fit our personal plans. How do you bridge these life road bumps? I just published the medical memoir Anatomy of a Patient as a journal of my battle with a life-threatening illness, stage 4 renal failure. I have learned that disease is just the clinical definition of the sickness, whereas illness is how we choose to live with it. In my case, I immediately had to decide whether to run and hide and wait to die or to dare to live. No, dare to thrive. Join me in a conversation that few are willing to have. You can hear me on Live Your True Life Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. For more information, go to ReggieHarvey.net. That's ReggieHarvey.net.
Are you looking for or interested in artwork for your home or office? Are you interested in purchasing artwork? Even seeing behind the scenes of the art-making process? Supporting the artist in their journey? Even finding out information like what makes an artist collectible? And to get the artist's perspective? Go to artforyourcause.com/AP. That's artforyourcause.com/AP. And become an art lover member today.
CreateYourCause.org started with a passion for making a difference in the world. Inspired by the collective efforts of people like you who work really hard for a cause worthy of your efforts. But a cause needs funding, and we know that effort and hard work can only go so far. A cause needs funding to be sustainable. So we created a platform to assist.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. We're talking today about riots and rockets. Wow, what an unprecedented time to be here, a historical time to be here on this planet. And I know that many of us are trying to figure out how to get out of despair and really focus our time and energy to determination and focus and get away and avoid those energy thieves that we're dealing with on a constant basis. You know, I know that many of us have been subjected to, as people call it, the COVID-20, right? Many people have gained 20-plus pounds since they've been sequestered in their home. You know, it's interesting. Many people haven't been able to work out, haven't been really able to focus. A lot of time and energy set in front of that TV set, dealing with family dynamics and family struggles. You know, dealing with the drama that's happened. You know, many of us didn't realize how much drama and tension was in our family dynamic until you're there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Many of us have been fixated on the news when it comes to the riots just recently, even the riots that took place last night and this morning. You know, many people are glued to the news to find out what's going to happen with the rocket. Many of us are glued to the news to see what's happening in China and Hong Kong. And many of us are still scared about the death toll of COVID. And so there's a lot of things that are going on. Oh, and I forgot what are the killer death hornets too that are killing our bees. So it's interesting that we get overwhelmed by a lot of this stuff because, well, it's just easy to get overwhelmed, right? So it's very interesting. One of the things that I found is that the direction we flow our energy in, okay, energy flows where our attention goes, right? Our energy flows where our attention goes. So depending on where you're focusing that energy at, that energy is actually creating a certain reality within your life. Okay, and one of the things that I've realized a while back, several years ago, I realized that what I focused on, the media that I gave my attention to, the channels that I listened to, the shows that I watched, directly related to my mental health and mental well-being. Now, obviously, it's just a point of it. It's just one piece of it, right? It's just like genetics. There's different things, you know, your health and like your aging. There's one piece of it is your genetics, right? It's just one simple piece, but yet that piece is very large. And how we monitor where our energy is going is very important. So you have this whole piece of the media piece where it's like, what are you focusing on? More like, what are you fixating on, right? Is that energy going in and flowing and funneling to a healthy place for you, or is it not? You know, if it's just going out and you're just left feeling pretty stressed out, is that where you really want to be at? I don't think so. I think that we're all here to live a life of value and consideration, and we're here to live our dreams and desires. And many of us have a solid purpose that we're trying to figure out, or we have figured out, and every day we're working harder and harder to fulfilling that purpose. You know, one of the things that I found out that a lot of people have talked about, that in the last few months, a lot of things have become very clear. And a lot of folks have let go of certain things in their life. A lot of people have begun to question the things that they focused a lot on. A lot of people are rethinking maybe their job opportunities. You know, some people are realizing that they've neglected their health, constantly neglected their health, where they've neglected their exercise, they've neglected their sleep, they've neglected their diet. Some of you are completely off on the sleep concept where you were sleeping at a good time and now you're going to bed really 3-4 in the morning and it's screwing up your sleep, but it's also not helping you to mentally be capable of taking in all this information and still using it and keeping that positive attitude. One of the things that I think that we want to realize more than not is that we want to stop reacting to things and start realizing, does this totally impact me? Am I coming from a solution type place, right? Am I offering information and shining light for other people, or am I just part of the noise? I've realized that many people are silent, okay? We're sitting silent and we're allowing other people to take center stage. And that's fine. It's not about the glamour or being in front of the camera. It's about being able to promote peace and understanding. And I think that too many people who feel that way are being quiet. Being quiet. And I don't know why that is. Maybe it's fear of retaliation. Or maybe it's just the fact of feeling jaded about certain things. Or maybe we're not focusing on that, because that can actually change our planet. We've got to start putting that time and energy and focusing a little bit outside of ourselves to reassure other people, but also to live in our truth, right? Not just to speak it, but to live it. Stay tuned when I return. Dan Nelson will be joining me here live. We'll be talking about history. I'll be giving you some tips later on how to make things easier in your life. So stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives. We'll be back this time. Two shakes.
We are all striving to live our true life, and part of living our true life is learning about our past. Passing knowledge and family history down to the next generations help those generations to learn where they came from, who they're related to, and to learn about the accomplishments of their ancestors. We've all seen the commercials on TV where you buy a kit, spit into a plastic tube, and receive a few morsels of information that need a lot more connecting of the family dots. Instead, how about hiring a true professional to help you find out your true family history? Dan Nelson is the resident historian of Live Your True Life Perspectives, a professional who does more than looking you up on the internet and compiling bits of history. He travels the country doing research around things that your family deserve to know. Take a moment now and contact Dan at 214-914-3598. That's 214-914-3598, and begin to learn your history.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Due to issues over China's lack of transparency, President Donald Trump said he's terminating the U.S. relationship with the World Health Organization officially, making good on his threat to withdraw from the U.N. health agency he's blamed for mishandling the coronavirus pandemic.
China has total control over the World Health Organization, despite only paying $40 million per year, compared to what the United States has been paying, $450 million a year. because they have failed to make the requested and greatly needed reforms. We will be today terminating our relationship with the World Health Organization and redirecting those funds to other worldwide and deserving urgent global public health needs.
The president last month temporarily froze U.S. funding to the WHO, contending the organization botched the international response to the pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Today we're talking about riots and rockets. Wow, unprecedented times. Historical reference here. You know, and what I've been thinking about, you know, is the fact that we need to take our energy and our time, and we need to refocus it, right? Because a lot of times we get so swept up in all this that we end up losing our energy. The energy flows out of us. We start freaking out. We don't have our focus. We lose our focus. We kind of go through the day. We muddle through the day. We're constantly thinking. We're not being mindful. And then we have the stress. You know, I always think that word stress is very interesting. Stress. Like when you say the word stress, it like stresses you out. I don't know what it is. It's like, ugh. And it's like, where is that stress coming from? I mean, honestly, think about it. The other day I was talking to a client. Yesterday, actually, and he said, you know, I just have so much stress. I have so much stress. And I was like, well, let's focus on where the stress is coming from. And there's a lot of things that we are putting into our own minds. There's things that we're actually eating that's causing us stress. There's relationships in our things that are causing us stress. And so the only way that we can eliminate that stress is not to drink. It's not to self-medicate, right? It's to actually figure out where the stress is coming from and begin to eliminate that stress. Most of us don't realize the impact of stress on our life. We don't see it. We don't see it until it's too late, until it creeps up into an actual medical condition, right? But you go to the doctor and you go, oh, crap, I got this test run and I got high blood pressure, or I got this or I got that, you know, or I'm having to go in and get tested again. They're doing a biopsy. I might have cancer. There's all these things. And we don't really think about all this stuff until it's not too late, but until we're like having to kind of dig ourselves out of the weeds. Like, why do we want to wait till we get there? Why do we want to wait till we start suffering? When we can actually right now make some changes in our life that impact us every single day. I've realized that when I watch too much media that's all about stuff that I can't change, like I can't go stop the riots myself single-handedly, right? I mean, I definitely would love to be like Superwoman. I do think I have some of those characteristics, but however, I don't have a cape and I haven't figured out how to fly right yet and stop all this stuff. But I do know that I can do things on a level that I can do it. But I'm not going to take all that in and take all that energy in and then feel really, really small because I can't do anything. What I have found, though, is a lot of times when people feel like they can't do something big, they don't do anything at all. And then instead of feeling okay about it, you beat yourself up and you feel guilty because you haven't done anything. So it's like, you know, you're kind of darned if you do, darned if you don't, right? Because it's like, well, I just did this and this is not cool. And I feel this way and I feel overwhelmed. I feel like my hands are tied, but I don't know what I can do. So what do you do? What do you change? What do you make happen? And I think there's a lot of people that are silent right now. And I think that the silence is not benefiting you. It's causing more stress and anxiety in your life. And there's a lot of people that are getting quite loud. And some of the stuff they're saying is important. And some of the stuff they're saying is just misleading. It's misleading a large group of people because I think that we're better than that. I think that the majority of the people are better than that. I think the majority of the people aren't on that level. So why do we have to take it to the lowest common denominator all the time? You know, it's like the one kid at school that screwed up, messed it up for everybody on recess, and we all got taken back in. We all had to lay on our mat, think about what we did wrong. You know, there's always been those people that have always screwed up everything generation after generation. And I'm kind of tired of these people. And I know that many of you are too. But at the same fact, we have to retaliate in a responsive, positive way to make changes, because otherwise we're just as bad as these people are, right? And I don't want to lower myself to their vibrational level. That is horrible. But I feel stress about it, and I know you do too, so how do we augment that stress? Well, we have to be positive. We have to get the word out that this is not the majority, that we don't agree with that, that we will make changes. We also have to begin to see what can we do in our life to aid and abet the future of our society, the future of humanity. What can I do to purposely driven my life to make things happen that are actually good for society, that make us open our eyes, that make us use our brains and use our hearts? How do I do that? So it's not about something with this one moment in time, right? It's pretty inconsequential. You know, like in a few months, you'll forget about this, and there'll be another issue, 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 and there'll be another issue. Are we going to keep going by the piecemeal, these little tiny issues, or are we going to make a huge life purpose change based on our own reality right now? Are we ready to do that? I think we're ready to do that. I think these little piecemealing of things, well, I think it's haphazard, and I think you're basically reacting to something that happened. Why do we have to keep reacting to things that happen in the outside world? Why can't we start responding in a way where we make changes in our life, begin to create a galvanized group of people, begin to take the silent majority and start opening our mouths and doing and putting our voices behind things that matter, right? It's amazing how we let certain people speak for us, and we're totally off target. Is it because we're lazy, or is it because we're scared? I don't know. Maybe it's a combination of both, laziness, scared, I don't know. But I, for one, have seen that there's something that we have to do to get over this. And I think that if I just light the fire under one person today listening to this show, and you begin to say, okay, you know what, Ashley, you're right. I need to really focus my purpose. I need to really think about what that purpose is. I need to really drive my direction. How can I make these changes? How can I take my solution-based thought process and bring it so other people know that it exists? How do I unite people? You doing just a little bit will create a ripple effect. And I know you feel like, I don't have all the connections. I don't have all this. You don't need to. It's not about that. It's about as we get the numbers together, we begin to basically uprise against the oppression that we have that's based on this limited thought process, right? and saying that everybody's wrong when there's a lot of people out there that are always constantly doing the right thing but is not getting any attention for it. I know you're not getting any attention for it. I don't think this is going to change that, but it'll make you feel better, and it'll take that energy that you have up inside of you and use it for something positive. Okay, it's time for history right now. We're going to talk about history. History's fun. History's exciting. History repeats itself. Some of the things that we're dealing with right now has not been repeated. COVID-19, that's a first. But, you know, as we see the riots, that's being repeated. But we want to talk about history in a part where it's actually positive. We got a heroic figure here. And we're going to talk about a situation from the Civil War with Dan Nelson, our historian and genealogist. And then we're going to talk about part two in next week's show. So we're going to cliffhang this a little bit. Dan, it's great to have you here on Live Your True Life Perspectives. How are you doing today?
Doing great. Good afternoon, Ashley.
Hey, great to have you, Dan. I can't wait to hear more about your historical story today. And I know that we're going to cliffhang it a little bit for next week. Where do you want to begin in our day in history today?
Well, we'll begin on Saturday, May 16th, 1863. And this story actually overlaps and matches perfectly to today by 137-year difference. In other words, May 16th was a Saturday in 2020 and in 1863. So we'll actually go through today's dates as the story goes on. So I'll give you a little background with the Civil War here. I had ancestors on both sides, so not picking sides here. Fortunately, they were never shooting at each other that I've been able to find. But my great-great-grandfather, Henry Smith Adams, he was part of Grant's campaign in Vicksburg. He was a Union soldier. He kept diaries before the Civil War, during the Civil War, and after the Civil War, and he wrote letters home. And all that's been compiled into a book, and I'm sure I've got a lot of his DNA. Give a little of the battle description. Talk about riots and rockets. Basically, they marched forward under galling fire from the enemy. The enemy was sheltered behind a dwelling house, and heavy timber gave them big advantage, and they poured heavy fire upon the company. So this is what my ancestor wrote that day, you know, when he recorded his diary. Every day he commented on the weather. He said, weather pleasant. I won't read the weather every day, but he says, we raised camp near and marched in the direction of Edwards Station, Mississippi. We engaged the enemy at 1 o'clock. The fight was terrible, and but a short time had expired until the rifle ball struck me in the right eye. I left the battlefield for a place of security. So he got shot in the eye in the midst of all this craziness, and he went to find some shelter. So that day, 142 men were killed or wounded in that battle of the Union Army. So when you get shot in the right eye, you say, well, what does that actually mean? Well, here's what was written in his pension application. There's a gunshot wound entering my right eye and coming out before and above the right ear, carrying away a portion of the eyelid, the eyeball entirely, and the bone surrounding the eye for half the circle of the eye, and also a cut and broken down to the joint of the cheekbone, which causes the jaw to be weak and slide out of joint every time the mouth is agape. And he goes on to say, I was a poor hand at best to labor and entirely disqualified in dust or disagreeable weather, and he was pensioned for his loss of eyesight. He actually was quite accomplished person, but we'll talk about that next week. But, you know, this is a serious injury. This wasn't a scrape or a hangnail by any means. And just sort of going through day by day how he sort of viewed this is what I would call the heroic part, where he wasn't complaining and whining. So next day he says, I found a nice shade for a resting place, and accommodations are good considering the circumstances. My wound is very painful, but it's supposed to not be dangerous, yet I am compelled to keep to my blanket. Next day, I remain under the old peach tree. My wound is very sore. I'm doing as best as could be expected from such an injury. Pioneer Corps is building a hospital, and I hope soon to be removed to it. Next day, food is very scarce. I'm living entirely off the country. Time passes slowly, and I am deprived of reading by the loss of my eye, but I hope I shall soon be able to read with one eye. So he had ambition there, so that was good. Next day, my eye pains me pretty severely. I move to the shed prepared for us. I live on soup and mush with coffee now, and then hope soon to leave this country. And that wasn't Starbucks coffee. Next day, he says, my eye is pretty sore. I wonder how fast it will get better. Next day, my eye pains me very much. Heavy firing in the direction of Vicksburg. So the battle goes on. Just because you got shot and you're left behind and trying to figure things out, it keeps going. 1 week later now, I'm still compelled to keep to my bed. Next day, the weeping and mourning of the wounded make it a disagreeable place for me, yet most of them keep in good spirits. Next day, plenty of rations arrive from the Yazoo River. All the wounded that can ride on a wagon without injuring them are sent to the front. And the front is where you wanted to be sent, because that's actually where the medical facilities were. Next day, subjected every hour to the rumor that the rebels would come in and parole us. We were disappointed and looking for ambulances to carry us to the front. We'll talk more about this parole and what it means. Next day, we had 50 Confederate cavalry come dashing in and throw guards around our hospital, while one of our physicians, accompanied by a Confederate lieutenant, walked around and took each man's name, and then the Confederates retired. Next day, Maya is doing as well as could be expected, yet it's excruciating. We bury Thomas Slider, who died of his wounds. Next day, heavy firing in the direction of Vicksburg, gathered a few huckleberry and blackberries. So here it is, 2 weeks after his injury, and he's saying, very heavy firing in the direction of Vicksburg, continued all day, my eye is very painful, I can neither lay down or sit up with any peace or comfort. So we're 2 weeks into this, and he's still hanging out in this little shed that they built, and they're calling the hospital. Next day, my eye is a little better, we listen to preaching before noon, there's firing at intervals in the direction of Vicksburg. Next day, my eye gains fully. We have a charming meal of stewed plums that are gladly received after living on hard bread and bacon for many days. We go to 2 days later, and he talks about we're looking for the rebels and our ambulances. We cannot tell which will come first, so will it be the safety or more danger? And next day, he took a stroll over the battlefield. I viewed the place I fell in the day of the fight. I also visited the graves of my six comrades that fell to rise no more. So these are people in his platoon, his company. And 10 ambulances come and take away part of our wounded. Next day, the rebels appear to be very numerous around our camp. I hope soon to be removed from this camp, because I'm tired of being hemmed in by the rebels from the rest of mankind. So that gets us almost, we're 1 day short of 3 weeks that he was there. We'll continue next week, sort of finishing this up and telling you about the future of Henry Smith Adams.
I can't wait to hear the future of Henry Smith Adams. Very interesting stuff here. Wow. And how are you related?
He's my great-great-grandfather.
Wow. That's pretty cool. How long did it take you to find all this information and be able to, you know, go through all this data and figure all this out?
Quite a while, because I grew up hearing there was a diary, but I didn't, you know, I grew up in California. My relatives were more concentrated in Oklahoma and Texas, places in Kansas. And so when I moved here, over time I was able to make contact with a branch of the family that supposedly had the diary, and then it turned out it was actually out of the family. It was with a non-blood relative. It just sort of got passed down that way. I got that person who lived up by Amarillo to, they have to work for a place where they had access to a copy machine, and she copied it and sent copies to me, and I transcribed it all. And then, later she gave it to me with the understanding I'd find a good home for it, and I did. So it's now residing in the Ulysses F. Grant, special collection, which we could sit here for hours and guess where that might be, but surprisingly, it's in Statesville, Mississippi, at Mississippi State University. So Ulysses Grant's story is housed in the South, in a state that he invaded several times.
That's awesome. Dan, I can't wait to see you next week and us to continue and figure out more about what happens to him. Very powerful stuff. I look forward to seeing you next week.
All right. Thank you, Ashley.
When we return, we'll be talking more about, well, how to really get your word, your viewpoint out there, how to stop being silent, get over the guilt, and do what you need to do. But better yet, you know, how to stop the cycle of stress. It's important. You mean something. This information will help you to be even better than you were yesterday. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in 2 shades.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Liberty Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we've been talking about riots and rockets and how it's a it's an amazing time to be alive here. I think that we have to look at it from the positive standpoint. And I'm not just like, you know, blowing smoke up people's butts and talking about rainbows and unicorns. I'm talking about reality here. I mean, what part of this do we want to handle? What part of this do we want to take? And what part do we want to augment in to create our own purpose and projection? I found that in life, one of the biggest things that we have to deal with is trying to take our energy, focus it on where we need to focus it on. Because, you know, energy flows where it goes. If you're continuing to put your energy in places that are not giving back anything to you and making you feel overwhelmed, stressed out, scared, sad, you know, feeling as if you have no power, feeling as if there is no future, that type of direction is not a powerful direction to be in, right? And so it's like, how do we augment that? How do we change that? And earlier, you know, we had Dan on and we were talking about history, and that was really awesome. And then before that, I was talking about, like, understanding how to step up and speak positively about things, how to put some stuff out there. We have this majority, this silent majority that doesn't speak, doesn't do anything, and lets these other masses speak for us, and it's getting tiring. You know, I think that many of us are a little more advanced. You know, we've never been racist. We've never even dealt with that. And I think that advanced part of our society needs to really have the spotlight. But when are you going to step up to the plate and start responding instead of reacting or instead of being silent? Because what I've found is that each one of these situations, there's going to be a million of these situations in our lifetime. There's constantly something every day. I mean, look at it. Look at the cluster we're in right now. I mean, that word cluster is great. I won't continue that, but you know where I'm going with that. That's where we are. We're in the cluster. And that cluster is completely out of control. But if we literally get into that storm, we're not focusing on our livelihood, our spiritual guidance, right? What helps us to be happier, healthier, more successful, more calm, more at peace. And so the first thing I want you to think about is really thinking about the energy. Where is your energy going? Where are you using that energy? What are you doing with that energy? What are you focusing on? Are you focusing on what needs to be focused on, or quite the opposite? What about that joy? Do you have joy in your life? But better yet, are you looking for joy outside of yourself? Many times people are looking for joy outside of themselves on a constant basis, looking for things to make them happy, looking for situations to make them feel better. And what I find that when we go outside of ourselves, we come up short because it's not long lasting. It's like a mirage. It is a mirage. Are we going to continue to buy into that, or are we going to let that go? You know, another thing that I've realized is that many of us have stress levels that are out of this world, but we don't even know it. We don't even know where the stress is coming from. Many of you are self-medicating, but it's not helping things, right? It's creating more and more stress, and it's just kind of bottling it up and kind of putting a blanket over it, but it's not really helping the actual reason for the stress, finding the stress, being able to detect where it's coming from. And one of the things that I've realized is I eliminated anything that was giving me stress with stuff that I couldn't do anything about. So if I felt powerless to it, I eliminated whatever that was, because having powerlessness, feeling powerless, is a horrible place to be. And so I've also realized too that I got to figure out where the stress level comes from. I got to look and make sure that I'm not trying to get joy from outside myself. And one of the biggest things that I want to leave you with today is really to begin to see yourself and see that you actually have a voice. You have a purpose. You have a direction. You were given this voice. You were given this thought process. You were given the ability to communicate effectively. Use it. Inspire others around you. Inspire the people. You might not know everybody. That's fine. Nobody knows everybody. But actually put it out there and inspire other people to live their highest life, live their best life, live their true life, about being true and honest to themselves, about being true and honest to you. Because I don't want you to be silent and have something amazing to say and amazing to do that could change our world forever, but you have too much fear because you feel overwhelmed by what's happening. Step up. Everybody's looking to you. We need that. You can help others to really see the truth and light their way to living their true life. Also, right after here, we got John David Wells will be here doing the live broadcast on the rocket launch. If it launches, if it doesn't, we'll find out. But either way, he's going to be here in studio in just a couple of seconds. And don't forget to check out the website, AshleyBurgess.com, Ashley, B-E-R-G-E-S.com. You can check out the new content every single day that we put up there and the new video content on YouTube every single week. And you can find that link on the website, AshleyBurgess.com. In the meantime, light the way, light the fire, the good fire of light to help shine, to get your point across, to get your ideas across, and to help other people learn and grow and to find joy within themselves. It's up to you. We've got to be vocal. Live your true life perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in 3 shakes.
GreaterCause.org started with a passion for making a difference in the world. Inspired by the collective efforts of people like you, who work really hard for a cause worthy of your efforts. But a cause needs funding, and we know that effort and hard work can only go so far. A cause needs funding to be sustainable. So we created a platform to assist with raising money, using your most valuable asset, your supporters. From environmental causes to helping the families of fallen soldiers, we know that no matter what your cause is, it's what matters most to you. There's no time like the present. Create your cause today. Go to createyourcause.org. That is createyourcause.org.